From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan forces have retaken a key northern district just hours after it fell to the Taliban. Spokespeople for the Defense and Interior Ministries told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khan Abad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. National security forces are currently engaged in cleanup operations in Khan Abad to eliminate Taliban insurgents from remaining pockets there. A defense ministry spokesman ruled out the possibility of the fall of the provincial capital of Kunduz, saying enough forces are deployed in the city to defend it. The Taliban seized control of Khan Abad in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. The brief collapse of the strategically important district had raised fears that the Taliban were on the verge of assaulting and capturing the provincial capital. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. That's why Turkey will be more active in trying to stop the danger getting worse in the next 6 months. The prime minister went on to say that Syria's president had no role in the country's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital, Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council that's opposed by both the United Nations and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. With the march underway, witnesses said warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition supporting the government of the internationally recognized President Abu Rabur Mansur Hadi bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There were no immediate reports of casualties. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the Rio de Janeiro has hosted an iconic Games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the Games had not been organized in a bubble.
These Games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event, which he said took place in a city where there are social problems. Rio had been criticized for wasting billions of dollars preparing for the Games, with most of the money funneled to a few influential wealthy people. Nine Australian athletes will each pay more than $3,000 in fines after being detained by police in Rio de Janeiro following a flap over credentials at an Olympic basketball game. The Secretary General of the Australian Olympic Committee, Fiona de Jong, said the athletes had been charged with falsifying a document, an offence that is punishable with a jail term under Brazilian law.
It is an offence that does carry an imprisonment, between 1 to 5 years, but that ultimately was not where we got to, which we're very pleased at.
Australian Olympic Committee chef de mission Kitty Chiller said the athletes were aware that their accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault. An IOC disciplinary commission will investigate a robbery scandal involving U.S. swimmers Ryan Lochte and three teammates. The commission is expected to determine whether the swimmers will face any punishment. Lochte initially told police they had been robbed at gunpoint last week on their way back to the Olympic Village. Brazilian police who investigated their claim rejected it, saying the four had vandalized a gas station. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.